senses are choked with the ecstasy of transcendental love. Thus, Thakur Bhaktivinoda envisions the glory of Lord Sri Chaitanya. So tomorrow is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's birthday. It's a Gopunim, which means a full moon. So now it's sunset, so now the moon will be coming up. But we can't see because there's a hill with some forest in the way. But after an hour or two, when it comes above the horizon, then we can see the moon. And tomorrow morning, then before we come to Mangal Arati, the moon is still there in the sky. And I think it's not going to be cloudy tonight. It's not going to rain, so we should be able to see the moon in the morning. Reading from Bhagavad Gita as it is, by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, found Acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Chapter 15. Anybody want a book? Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. I'm reading from the contents. Chapter 15, the Yoga of the Supreme Person. The ultimate purpose of Vedic knowledge is to detach oneself from the entanglement of the material world. I'm reading from the contents. Yes, I'm reading from the contents. So at the beginning of the book, before the introduction, there's a... Chapter 15 is called the Yoga of the Supreme Person. The ultimate purpose of Vedic knowledge is to detach oneself from the entanglement of the material world and to understand Lord Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One who understands Krishna's supreme identity surrenders unto him and engages in his devotional service. So yesterday we had very nice the 15:15, the Krishna in the heart, and today we're going to do number 16. Vav ima purusha loke. Vav ima purusha loke. Ksharas chakshara evacha. No, it's a short A. Ksharas chakshara evacha. Kshara sarvani bhutani. Kshara sarvani bhutani. Kutasto kshara uchite. Kutasto kshara uchite. Tvav imau purushau loke. Ksharas chakshara evacha. Kshara sarvani bhutani. Kutasto kshara uchate. Anybody want to say it? Vabhima purusha loke. Charashakshara evacha. Kshara sarvani bhutani. Kutasto chara bhu. Anyone else want to try?
Vabhima purusha loke.
Shara Sakshara Evacha.
Shara Sarvani Bhutani.
Shara Basuvani Bhutani.
Tarasho Shara Uchate.
Kutasto Shara Uchate. Anyone else? Dvau.
Two.
Imao. These. Purusha. Living entities. Loke. In the world. Kshara. Fallible. Cha. And. Akshara. Infallible. Eva. Certainly. Cha. And. Kshara. Fallible. Sarvani. All. Bhutani. Living entities. Kutasta. In oneness. Akshara. Infallible. Uchite. Is said. So kshara is fallible, then if you put an A at the beginning, then it's the opposite meaning. Kshara and akshara. Fallible and infallible. Translation. There are two classes of beings, the fallible and the infallible. In the material world, every living entity is fallible. And in the spiritual world, every living entity is called infallible. Purport. As already explained, the Lord, in his incarnation as Vyasadeva, compiled the Vedanta Sutra. Here, the Lord is giving, in summary, the contents of the Vedanta Sutra. He says that the living entities, who are innumerable, can be divided into two classes, the fallible and the infallible. The living entities are eternally separated parts and parcels of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When they are in contact with the material world, they are called Jiva Bhuta. And the Sanskrit words given here, Kshara Sarvani Bhutani, mean that they are fallible. Those who are in oneness with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, however, are called infallible. Oneness does not mean that they have no individuality, but that there is no disunity. They are all agreeable to the purpose of the creation. Of course, in the spiritual world, there's no such thing as creation, but since the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as stated in the Vedanta Sutra, is the source of all emanations, that conception is explained. According to the statement of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, there are two classes of living entities. The Vedas give evidence of this, so there is no doubt about it. The living entities who are struggling in this world with the mind and five senses have their material bodies, which are changing. As long as the living entity is conditioned, his body changes due to contact with matter. Matter is changing. So, the living entity appears to be changing. But in the spiritual world, the body is not made of matter. Therefore, there is no change. In the material world, the living entity undergoes six changes. Birth, growth, duration, reproduction, then dwindling and vanishing. These are the six changes of the material body. But in the spiritual world, the body does not change. There is no old age, there is no birth, there is no death. There all exists in oneness. Kshara Sarvani Bhutani. Any living entity who has come in contact with matter, beginning from the first created being, Brahma, down to a small ant, is changing its body. Therefore, they are all fallible. In the spiritual world, however, they are always liberated in oneness. Now I'm going to read the prayer on page 1. Jnanamigyanatimirandasya Gyananjala Shalakaya Chakshurum Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. I was born in the darkest of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torch of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto him. Sri Taitanya Manobhistam Stabitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Didati Swapadantikam. Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yutpadakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamcha Sri Rupam Sakrijatam Sahagana Raghunatam Mitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakamritam Cha. He Krishna Karna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Rate Vrindavanishwari Rishabhanu Suti Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Pancha Kalpaturupyascha Kripasandubhya Evacha Patitana Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadata Sri Vasudhi Gaura Bhaktivrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So tomorrow is Gorpunim. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started the Sankirtan movement. The chanting and on the streets, Harinam. So tomorrow we're going to go on a Harinam. You're all invited. We're leaving here at 12 o'clock, going to Liège, coming right back around 3. So I just want to first to mention something about the purport. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada explains, the Lord in his incarnation as Vyasadeva compiled the Vedanta Sutra. And so the Bhagavad Gita is told by Sanjay to Dhritarashtra. Whose mala is it? Who is it from? Is it from the gopis?
From Vishakha.
Justin, do you know the story of Bhagavad Gita? So Dhritarashtra was the blind king, and his sons are on one side and the Pandavas are on the other side. So the king is called Dhritarashtra, and actually his biological father was Vyasadeva. So I was just remembering that yesterday. It's really...
The father of Dhritarashtra
is Vyasadeva. So there were three brothers. There was Dhritarashtra, Pandu, and Vidura. And their mother's husband had died. The king had died before he produced a son. So then, because it is allowed that the brother will then give the son. So the seminal father, biological father, we call it these days, that's the modern way to say it, was Vyasadeva. Quite an elevated personality. I just want to do a quick chapter summary of chapter 15. So chapter 15's got 20 verses. They're all spoken by Krishna. Arjuna just sits and listens. He's sitting on the chariot, listening nicely. And this chapter is called the Yoga of the Supreme Person. The Supreme Person is
Krishna,
Purushottam. So this is how to connect with the Supreme Person. So chapter 15 starts off with a very nice image of a banyan tree. So the banyan tree is upside down. That's the banyan tree in the material world, and the real tree is the one in the spiritual world. That's the image that's given in the first three or four verses. So, and then next, then Krishna tells, he tells us, you're in this big, complicated, entangled tree, and your job is to get out of it. And how do you get out of it? By knowledge. The weapon that you use is knowledge. Detachment, you have to get detached. And then Krishna explains next, who will surrender, the process of surrender. And then in verse 6, he says something about his abode, his planet, his place, Shri Krishna. We're in the French part of Belgium now, Shri Krishna. So in Krishna's planet, there's no moon, there's no sun, there's no need for electric lights. And then our connection with Krishna is explained in verse 7. He says that we're little parts and parcels, little sparks, eternally separated parts and parcels. And then he goes on to explain that we're changing our bodies, and this is determined by our thoughts. What kind of body we get next, depending on what we're thinking now. What we're thinking our whole life will influence what we think about at the time of death, and where we finish off, we'll start the next time. Somebody who lives like a dog probably gets a body that fits that way of living, would be sensible. What does a dog do all day? Eats, sleeps, chases the ladies, and he fights if he sees another dog. If that's all we want to do, suitable body would be one that you can wag the tail. So then Krishna is explaining that about changing our bodies. The quality of the mind, the consciousness, attracts the next body. And then he goes on to explain about jnana chakshusha, those trained with eyes of knowledge. And then he gives four verses about himself. Krishna is explaining something about himself. He says the splendor of the sun, the splendor of the moon. He explains that he's the maintainer. Then he says that he's in our heart. Krishna is in the heart. And he gives three things. Krishna is living in the heart. Don't look. Krishna is living in the heart, and he gives. What does he give? Yes, knowledge, yes. Memory, yes. So knowledge and forgetfulness and remembrance. Why on earth would he want to give us forgetfulness?
So we can enjoy our own. So we can forget all the bad things that we've done in our life.
We can forget all the bad things we did in our previous lives, that we can forget our death. Can you imagine if you could remember your last death, how horrible it was, or the last 10? The last 10 deaths, how could you enjoy here? I mean, how could we enjoy here? I mustn't count myself out. You could remember all those horrible things. So some people say that they remember their previous life or their previous death, but usually these people are often they had a very traumatic death, a very sudden death, like an accident or something. So that's how they remember it, because it's not properly finished. No one says, gives any description of some very peaceful, very nice death. They always say, oh, I had an accident in the car or aeroplane, or that's how they remember it. And that also fades. A lot of kids who are like 3-4 years old who'd remembered, say something about their previous life, that kind of fades when they get over the trauma, or when they're like get a little older. Usually it's arranged that we, on purpose, that we don't have to remember it. Unless it's bothering us, then we don't have to do any. You can do a therapy to remember your previous life, but only if it's like bothering you, something's bothering you. You got some, still got some trauma from it. But most people don't remember. So then what does he give us memory of? Krishna gives us memory, remembrance.
How things work. What the reaction of that action
can be. But that's more the knowledge. What Krishna is giving memory of is of our desires. Remember you wanted to do that? Like our previous desires, because he fulfills all our desires, but if there is some desire that we had in our previous life that we didn't fulfill yet, we get the chance to do it again now. So he, like, you know, elbow nudges, oh, remember you wanted to do that? Oh yeah, let's go and do that. And the knowledge that he gives us is in Bhagavad Gita, and he can also give knowledge through the heart, through the guru, spiritual master. And that's how to get out of here, knowledge of how to get out of here. So these verses that we're reading now, 16, 17, and 18, they're sometimes called the tri shloki, the three verses, tri shloki Gita. So 16 to 18. So he's describing in this verse and the next two. Burijan. I can't remember where he got it. He must have got it from Prabhupada. So it's described our relationship with Krishna, the Sambandhas, and the summary of these three verses are called the summary of the essence of the Vedas. The essence of the Vedas is, as we learned yesterday, to know Krishna. Let me see what we learned yesterday, yeah?
Can I ask you a question? I heard that the 15th chapter is a summary of the Vinanta Sutra. Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, especially these three verses. Yeah.
15, 16, and 17.
The summary of the essence.
Of Vinanta Sutra. Yeah.
It's Burijan.
Also.
Yeah, surrender unto me. Okay. So yesterday. Oh, yeah, go on then, read it. Oh, and just look for the piece that he says that. So yesterday we learned. By all the Vedas, I am to be known. Indeed, I am the compiler of Vedanta, and I am the knower of the Vedas. The essence of the Vedas is to know Krishna, to know our relationship with him, and how to get there, how to get back to the spiritual world. So this verse is, yeah, go on then.
I have it here. It's in this same verse. Prabhupada, Prabhupada explains in his purport, it's already explained. The Lord in his incarnation of Vyasadeva compiled the Vinanta Sutra. Here the Lord is giving, in summary, the contents of the Vinanta Sutra.
Yeah, that's the first part of the purport. Yeah.
Yes. I guess that's all it is.
Yeah. So there's two classes of living beings, the fallible and the infallible. So the fallible beings are in the material world and the infallible beings are in the spiritual world. So I asked Tatvavit what fallible means, and because you often hear that it means that they're fallen, fallible and fall, the word fall.
What was that phrase again?
Fallible and infallible. So he says the fallible make mistakes and the infallible don't make mistakes. So in some way you could say that Prabhupada's infallible because he's repeating what the previous acharyas are saying. He's not inventing something new. So what he says must be true because he's not... how can it be... Yeah?
Well, that's a general understanding and it's correct.
That's what Tatvavit said.
Yeah, that's a general understanding and it's correct. Also, what also comes to mind is that Shamsundar, he said that sometimes Prabhupada forgot something.
Yeah.
And then he had to go back into his room, but then he ran into some very important person, and so he explained that in his experience everything Prabhupada did was perfect, even though sometimes seemingly he kind of made a mistake. Then it also had some purpose.
There's a mistake in so you've got the the details and the, what's the other one? The principle and the detail. So Prabhupada's philosophy is handed down from through the parampara, so that's perfect. But a detail, like his first language was not English, so occasionally he would say instead of fragrance, he would say flavor. This kind of mistake, this is just because he's not his first language. Or he would see a scorpion and call it a crab. Or, no, see a crab and call it, he saw a crab and he called it a scorpion, because he didn't know another word for this animal. Because it's not his, so it's not that he never made mistakes in that way. These are the details, these are not the essence. So then tomorrow we won't have class. The next day, Krishna will say that he's the maintainer. So you've got the fallible and the infallible, and someone is maintaining everything. That's Krishna. And then the next day, he'll say that he's the Superman. He's the greatest, the Superman of Superman, the supreme person. So man is Purush, and he's Purush Shottama, the supreme. I think it was Hanumat Prasak Swami was saying like that. The real Superman is Krishna.
No, I think it's a nice translation. I'm just wondering, that is the word, Purushottama?
It means like...
the Uttam Purush.
Yeah, the ultimate...
Well, it's a controller, no?
No, Purush is it's also means man, enjoyer, supreme enjoyer. Like Tama is like Tamagun, so it's above gunas. So he's the real Superman. So then in the 19, then Krishna will say that that the people who know about him, they will do devotional service. So then it's. One more verse, then that's the end. So we're nearly at the end of the chapter. So why we're fallible is we've got these bodies that change, and because the bodies change, we forget things, luckily. So we can become infallible, and how we do that is we become, you see in the verse of today's verse, in the last line, it says kutasto. Oneness, meaning oneness in desire. So if we're one with Krishna in desire, we do what Krishna wants, then we can become infallible. Go back to the spiritual world. And so what we have to give up is our desire for independent enjoyment. Not that we have to give up enjoyment, we can still enjoy. We're going to have a party tomorrow. We're going to dance, we're going to... have some nice things to do, nice engagements, some bathing ceremony, and we're going on Harinam. We're going to have a great time. And in the evening, when I think they're going to offer 108 preparations to Lord Chaitanya, and then what he leaves for us, then we'll eat. And we'll also enjoy that. So we don't have to give up enjoyment, we have to give up desire for independent enjoyment. And surrender to Krishna, and he will make all the arrangements. What do you think of that? So one is in desire. So what did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu want? I mean, he's not different from Krishna. So because it's his birthday, we'll do what he wants. What does he want us to do? What's that verse? Every town and village, you know it in Bengali? How does it go? Nagarikam. I can't remember the first word. Dilire Ache Nagarikam. Moranam. My name will be spread in. My name will be heard in every town and village. I can't quite remember the Bengali.
I thought you meant the verse that everyone from India should.
No. Nagar Adigram. Naga and is town, and gram is village.
But that is something prediction. But what I'm saying is
But it's also for us. No, well, he's saying, he's predicting that his name will be heard in every town and village, and Srila Prabhupada is asking us to help him carry out the order of his spiritual master, which was to fulfill the desire of Lord Chaitanya. So Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj is saying, fulfill the order, his order is to do what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asks, and Prabhupada is asking us to help him carry out the order. Spread the name all over the world. So we're doing that in Belgium, in Petit Somme, Namur, Liège, Antwerpen, Brussels, Ghent, and several other places. Where do you come from?
Groningen.
Oh, Groningen, oh, that's...
It's
far away.
Awesome.
It's far away.
And in the summer, we use it for kirtan.
Has anybody got anything to add?
Yeah, could you say a little bit more about this Vinanta Sutra? That it's a summary of the Vinanta Sutra. Not just those 2 verses, but I heard the whole 15th chapter.
No, I just was reading in Burijan, he was saying that it's a summary of the essence.
Just those 2 verses.
Yeah.
Because I heard the whole chapter is a summary of
the essence. This I don't know. So yoga means to link. How to link with the Supreme Person. That's what this chapter is about.
Yeah, I also would like to add that you have to be very careful with saying those things, because I also used to do it.
Which things?
Well, the problem made mistakes.
No, he didn't make mistakes. It's just some details like,
Yeah, but still, you said that then some of the other people really upset. Although I think your explanation is very good. But
and in philosophy, he didn't make any mistakes.
But still, should be a little bit careful with that. Because they're always getting really upset about it.
Yes, but if you say Prabhupada was perfect, then they'll get upset because they'll say, but here it says this and here it says that. And
well, that is more like on an individual basis you can explain it then. But to say publicly, sometimes there is...
Basically, we can believe everything Prabhupada says.
Well, my point is, the way I explain it is that the result the Prabhupada had was perfect.
Yeah, yeah.
And therefore, in that sense, everything he did was perfect. I mean, to do what he did, it's practically mission impossible. So it's not so easy what he did. So somehow you pull it off. You open 108 temples, practically translated whole Bhagavatam into another temple. So if you look at the result, it's a perfect result.
Same thing,
Jesus, they also had a perfect result.
So the biggest result is us, that he turned us from lechers into brahmanas.
Exactly. And another thing also, that because we're talking about this fellow, it's a kind of a touchy subject, because Prabhupada says in the old Bhagavad Gita, said, God can do no wrong. Now the king can do no wrong.
Yeah.
It's the same principle. And the Prabhupada says, this is 100% true for Lord Krishna. So when it comes down, then like Lord Brahma also, you know, but then when Nitai said that he made a mistake, then Prabhupada got very upset.
Who made a mistake?
Lord Brahma, because he was attracted to his daughter.
Oh.
So Prabhupada says, you shouldn't take it like that. You should take it, oh, how careful I have to be.
Yeah.
That he gets attracted, so how careful. So it's not wrong to say, but we have to be careful, because our tendency is to kind of bring the spiritual master down or the teacher down.
No, I'm saying we can say that he's infallible. Tatvi is saying this.
Because Prabhupada himself, when he was in New York in the beginning, he could feel that this mood was a little bit there, that people a little bit attacked him. So he said exactly what you said, because I'm repeating what the perfect person is saying,
Therefore
what I am saying is perfect. He says, I'm not perfect. He said it himself. But I'm just saying sometimes it's a little bit of a touchy subject. Sometimes it always gets a little bit, I don't want to say upset, but it's a very touchy subject. Anyway, like with Krishna also, it's called Tejas Nadoshana, that a very powerful person, he cannot make a mistake, like when the gopis went to visit Krishna, this is the context, when Krishna is criticized, you know, why you bring these young damsels, and probably explained because it is Krishna, therefore it is perfect.
People criticize Krishna for dancing with other men's wives, and
yeah,
oh, he's so lusty, he married so many wives.
Yes.
Yeah?
Statements reminding me of the pastime that Lord Shiva had with Lord Krishna, and Lord Krishna manifested as Mahimurti. It was also following after Mahimurti, and even other things happened. But the way I understand it is that Lord Shiva was able to recognize what he had done and immediately correct himself. And this is a very special quality to be able to make a mistake and then not to make it ever again. And this is a special quality that the devotees have, and God also has. Mistakes, they can be made, but they correct themselves immediately. It's a special quality.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I just want to say two more quick things.
Yes.
One is that this is the definition of a sadhu. Actually, what he just gave, it's 20 anti-sexual sadhu. That if you make a mistake, but you're determined to go on, this is actually sadhu. And the other thing I wanted to say, I forgot, is that sometimes people say, the Lord Jesus ate fish.
Oh.
Prabhupada said, but Lord Jesus can eat the whole universe. So you should follow what he says, and you should not just imitate. So that is also my point, that a powerful person, you can maybe make some so-called mistakes, but we should not try to imitate that. We should not focus on that. We should focus on what they are actually saying, and we should follow that. And we should also try to follow the good. Like Prabhupada says, why don't you go on the cross and take all the sins of all the people? Why don't you imitate that? You know, so we should try to imitate the good part.
Like the sannyasis who carry the limo over the river, and then meditating on that river.
Yeah.
Now it's time for some Harinam Sankirtan. Shri Prabhupada ki jai, Bhagavad Gita ki jai.
Thank you for the class.
Thank you very much. Yes, thank you.